In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. Our next guest says you can thank foreigners for Dow 22,000. Joining me here in the studio is the Wall Street Journal's Justin Lehart. Justin, you say Americans cheering the U.S. stock market's latest milestone should pause to thank the rest of the world for making it possible.
Yeah, that's right. If you take a look at sort of what has been fueling this rally, it's the shares of the companies that have the most exposure overseas. Things like Boeing and Apple make a huge amount of their revenues overseas. And those are the companies that have really been pushing the market further.
And you've looked at all this data. What did you find?
Well, I combed through basically the entire S&P 500, not just the Dow, and took a look at exposures. And, you know, if I just do something simple, like take a look at the most exposed stocks, the 250 stocks that are the most exposed, as opposed to the 250 at the bottom that are least exposed. If you look at the median performance this year, the return is about 16% for those highly exposed stocks and about 8% for those less exposed stocks. And I can cut it a bunch of different ways, and it's just, you get the same answer. Basically, those companies are the ones that are moving the market more than the more domestically focused ones.
Mm-hmm. Any exceptions?
Oh yeah, there's plenty of exceptions. I mean, IBM is a huge exception, right? It's, you know, one of the worst performers in the Dow this year, and it's a company that has lots of exposure overseas. So it's not like a panacea, right? But generally speaking, the more exposed a company is, the better its stock has done this year. If you take a look at what's happened, I mean, let's look at the U.S. The U.S. is just sort of growing at the same pace for years and years and years. In the meantime, the job market is getting stronger, so wage costs, labor costs are going up. That makes it hard to generate a lot of profits growth. And contrast that to someplace like Europe, right? So Europe was really on its back for a long time. Now it's starting to do better, right? We even have the European Central Bank thinking about, you know, pulling back some of their stimulus, right? That's a big change there. When an economy first starts getting going, profits go up a lot, right? Because the sales go up way more than the costs go up. So you get this sort of multiplier effect on your profits, or, you know, this magnified profit growth effect. That's what's happening in a lot of places overseas. So companies that do a lot of business overseas, where they have operations, right, they're getting that big kind of profit push. And investors know that. And, you know, they expect it. And that's one of the reasons that those companies are doing well. We also have the dollar, right? The dollar, you know, has been a headwind for overseas companies for a long time because the dollar was stronger, you know, getting stronger and stronger versus other currencies, right? Now that's switched. Now the dollar is weaker than it was a year ago. So if you're making money in, you know, in euros or yen or whatever, it's going to be worth more when you translate it back into dollars. So that's another, you know, good thing.
We're talking about stocks with Justin Lehart, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from The Wall Street Journal.
We know you well, you who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune, and you no longer getting a paycheck but not needing one either. And also you who doesn't have to work but can't help not to, you serial entrepreneur you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Justin, you touched on this a moment ago, but can you tell us more about the role the dollar is playing here?
Sure. So just take a look at what's happened with the dollar. So the dollar has been extremely strong against other currencies, partly because, right, the U.S. economy is doing better than lots of other economies. The Federal Reserve was tightening while other countries weren't, right? So it made more sense. But like, people wanted to invest in the U.S., so the dollar goes up, right? Now, that difference between us and between the United States and other countries, that gap is narrowing. And that's benefiting other currencies against the dollar. So if I'm a company and I earn money overseas, right, for a long time it was, you know, it was bad, right? The dollar was strong, so, you know, even if I was doing great in overseas currency terms, once I turned those that currency into dollars, right, I had less of it. And now it's the reverse is happening, right? We're getting, you know, your yen is worth more, your euro is worth more. So, right, that's a good thing when you take the money back and you think about it as a U.S. investor.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Justin Lehart here in the studio. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters from the newsroom in New York. I'm Jennifer Strong.
For more insights, enable the Wall Street Journal skill on any device with Amazon Alexa. Get all of our podcasts, as well as the latest news and market updates. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.